I tell you the truth, a man who does not enter the sheephead by the gate but climbs in by some other way is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the shepherd listens. The sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought all the sheep to his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used the figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them.
Therefore Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep.
I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not in this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again.
No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I receive from my Father. At these words, the Jews were again divided. Many of them said, he is demon-possessed and raving mad. Why listen to him? But the others said, these are not saying of a man possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?
Great. Thank you very much, lads. I could hear everywhere.
Shepherds, and we might think, well, I'm not a farmer. I don't need to listen to this. So the only thing I have to do with sheep is roast lamb for dinner. Anyone having roast lamb today for dinner? Yeah, there Julie is. Anyone had a lamb bunna on Friday night? Okay, we might think, it's nothing to do with me, it's just about sheep and shepherds, not to do with me. But actually, did you notice in verse 6, it says Jesus used this figure of speech. Actually, he was using this story about the sheep and the shepherds to tell us something about us, about human beings. So it's a story that all of us need to listen to. Now, some of you were very helpful when you came in this morning, and the brownies also helped me when I went in to see them on Wednesday. And I asked them a question, and the question was, I've got it here, if you were to think of yourself as an animal, which animal would you be? And I've got lots of different answers here. Let me tell you some of the answers the brownies gave me. They said dragon, cheetah, peregrine falcon, sloth. Okay, and then here, let me tell you some of the ones I've got here. I've got a meerkat, chimpanzee, a spoilt kitten, squirrel, dog, robin, badger, puma, zebra, koala bear, and cuddly bear. Cuddly bear. Do you want to know who cuddly bear is? He's just sitting right there. Yeah, that's cuddly bear. Okay. But interestingly, not one person said, I would be a sheep. Lots of animals, lots of interesting animals, lots of reasons for being these animals, but not one person said, oh, I'd be a sheep. But do you know, Jesus says, that's the animal we're most like. Now, not many people will probably say sheep, because sheep are not known for being brave, are they, really? They're not being known for being brave or clever. They're not individualists or trendsetters. They don't boldly go where no sheep has gone before, unless they're getting lost. Instead, what do sheep do? They follow. They sheepishly follow. Now, we like to think we're brave and clever, and we like to think we're trendsetters. But actually, the Bible says we're all like sheep, we're followers. God says the animal that humans are most like is a sheep. We love having someone to follow. We all have shepherds. We have people tell us what is cool and uncool. What's cool just now in school? Pokemon. Pokemon cool in school. I remember when flossing, not teeth flossing, but the dance flossing, suddenly became really popular, didn't it? One day no one was flossing, and the next day everyone was flossing because they watched someone online flossing. Can you all floss? I bet you can. I still haven't learned how to do it, okay? But we all have people who we follow. They might be footballing heroes. They might be online influencers, bloggers, teachers, trendsetters, friends, or even family members. But the question we need to ask is this. Are our shepherds good? Where will they lead us? Can they lead us safely to green pastures and cool water? Will they keep us safe? Can they protect us from danger? That's the question we need to ask. You see, way back in the Old Testament, that's the very first bit of the Bible, God called his people Israel his sheep. But the shepherds, the leaders he'd given them, turned out to be not good at all. And the people all scattered. Like sheep without a shepherd, they all got lost. And they ended up far from home. Now, I seem to have lost my little flock today. I only have a very small flock. I have 3 sheep. Timmy, Sean, and Barbara. And I've lost them. So if anyone can see, have a look around. If anyone can see Timmy, Sean, or Barbara, could you bring them to me? If anyone can see Timmy, Sean, and Barbara. Oh, well done. You've got Barbara. Thank you very much. That's right. Let's put Barbara down there. Someone's got me Timmy. Well done, Frank. Anyone got me Sean? Oh, they spotted Sean. They spotted Sean. Yeah, I think... Well done. Thank you very much. Excellent. So I've got my little flock home. But God's people were like Timmy, Sean and Barbara. They were scattered all over the place because their shepherds had not been good and not looked after them. And we, the Bible says, are all like sheep. Sheep that have been scattered. We're like sheep who've turned away from God and wandered down paths away from God. We're far from home. We're lost and we're helpless. You see, when sheep get lost, they can't get themselves home. There's our point. We are like sheep. We need a good shepherd to follow. But look at this picture. This was in the flood recently. And these sheep, where are they? Yeah, they're on a roof, aren't they? They managed to get on a roof in the floods, and then they couldn't get down. That's the thing about sheep. When they get lost, they can't help themselves. They just have to wait until the good shepherd comes to get them down. And that was then stuck on the roof of a shop somewhere in Yorkshire, and they just had to wait for someone. Someone did come and rescue them, don't worry. But there they are. And God says, at the end of the Old Testament, God says this, I myself will search for my sheep and look after them. God himself promises to be the good shepherd for all the people who were lost and scattered, like my little flock were. We need a good shepherd to bring us back to God. And God himself promises to be that shepherd. But our question that we'll answer in our next little talk is, how will God rescue his sheep that have gone astray? He is the good shepherd, but how will he rescue us? Back to Simon, wherever he is. So, Jesus is the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. Now, sometimes in Jesus' time, the shepherd would hire someone else to look after his sheep. And he was called the hired hand. And he would be paid to do the work of the shepherds. Now, when the sun was shining and the sheep were happily munching away at the green grass, all is well, and the hired hand lies back, has a bit of a sunbathe. He loves this job. But what happens when the hungry wolf appears? Have a look in verse 12. You might need a leader or a parent beside you just to help you find. Have a look in verse 12 and tell me what the hired hand does when the wolf appears. What does the hired hand do? It's in verse 12. I'll give you a minute to find it again. Have a look and tell me, what does the hired hand do when the wolf appears? Verse 12. Yeah. John 10, chapter 10 and verse 12. Someone tell me. Sorry. He abandons the sheep. He does indeed. And there's a very famous picture, there it is, called the bad shepherd. Because you can see he is running away. I don't know if you can see the wolf in the background. He's got one of the sheep. The rest of the sheep are running. And the shepherd is running off this way, isn't he? The hired hand abandons the sheep. So I need a bad shepherd and I need a wolf. Right, you two. You can be my bad shepherd. Who's going to be the bad shepherd? You can be the bad shepherd. Right, here's your flock. So you're supposed to be looking after them. Wolf, you wait over there. Okay, so you're looking after them. Everything's fine. It's lovely. The sun's shining. Nothing. But when the wolf appears, do your best wolf. What does he do? Yeah, he runs away. Oh, no. He's got your sheep. Well done. Okay, put them down. Thank you very much. You can sit down. Okay. That's what happens, is that the hired hand... What do you think the hired hand feels about the sheep? What's his relationship with the sheep? Nothing, you're right. It's nothing, isn't it? He doesn't care for them. As soon as the wolf appears, he likes it. He doesn't care for the sheep, does he? He doesn't care for their safety. But have a look in verse 11, just before verse 12. Have a look at verse 11. And this time, instead of the bad shepherd or the hired hand, we've got the good shepherd. What does the good shepherd do when the wolf appears? He does, he saves the sheep. Do you want to come and be my good shepherd? I need another wolf. Another wolf? Yeah, you want to come be my wolf? So, right, good shepherd, you know what you need to do when the wolf comes? Here comes the wolf. Okay, what's the wolf going to do? He's going to try and get... Oh, well done! Well done! Yay! Thank you very much. That's well done. Excellent. Put them down there. Good job. The good shepherd, he rescues the sheep. What does it say here? It says he lays down his life for the sheep. Because, well, why does he do that? Why do you think he does that? He does. He loves the sheep an awful lot. Even though they're a bit silly, even though they get lost and they cause great work for the shepherd, he loves them. And so when the wolf comes, he thinks, poor sheep, like the sheep on the roof, they can't rescue themselves. I need to go and rescue them. I need to go and keep them safe from the wolf. And it says here he lays down his life for the sheep. And that sounds a bit like, oh, he just sort of lies down in front of the wolf or something. But it doesn't mean that. What does it mean?
He dies.
Yeah, he dies. So he doesn't just go, oh, poor little sheep, go away, nasty wolf. He gets himself in between. There's some, how about my wolf, my older wolf? Where's my older wolf? Come back. Right, be fierce this time. Okay? The shepherd doesn't just go, oh, I'll lay down my life for the sheep. He goes, no, get away, go away, leave my wolf. And he fights the wolf. Wolf, come back, wolf, come back. Goodness me. He fights the wolf to the death. Okay, no, not the wolf, not the wolf. Who is it that dies? It's the shepherd, isn't it? The wolf, you win. The shepherd dies. He lays down his life for the sheep. We're going to have a quick game. This is just to help us remember what this is about. So it's a bit like rock, paper, scissors, okay? It's only got four things in it. So it's the sheep. So this is the sheep. This is the wolf. Good shepherd. Bad shepherd. Got that? That's all you need to know, okay? So, between the wolf and the sheep, who wins? Wolf wins, okay? What about the bad shepherd and the sheep? No, the bad shepherd, because he doesn't look after the sheep, does he? Okay? What about the good shepherd and the wolf? Yeah, good shepherd. Okay? What haven't we done yet? What about the good shepherd and the bad shepherd? Yeah, good shepherd wins, doesn't he? What about the good shepherd and the sheep? Yeah, the sheep win because the good shepherd lays down his life, doesn't he? So the wolf would eat the sheep. The bad shepherd, leaves the sheep to die, doesn't he? Okay? The good shepherd beats the bad shepherd. The good shepherd beats the wolf, but the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. You think about that. So Jesus is the good shepherd, and he did give up his life for the lost sheep, for us, for people who had wandered far from God. Because remember, in this story, we are the sheep. And like silly sheep who think they can look after themselves, we ignore God and do our own thing. We are in danger of death. Like a sheep lost and alone, stuck on a roof with no food or water, with the wolf approaching. We follow all sorts of shepherds, but only the good shepherd can save us from the wolf. Remember the bad shepherd, he runs away. Only the good shepherd can save us from the wolf. But in this story, the approaching wolf is a picture of God's judgment on us, because we've ignored him and gone our own way. It's a bit serious and a bit scary, isn't it? Because we can't rescue ourselves from the wolf. Like the sheep who were stuck on that roof, we can't rescue ourselves. And that's why it's such good news that there is a good shepherd who will not just scare the wolf off, but lay down his life to save the lost sheep. And that's what Jesus does when he dies on the cross. We're starting to think about Easter. That's what Jesus does when he dies on the cross. He gives up his life to rescue those who've gone astray. And did you notice something else in verse 14? Have a look at verse 14. What does the good shepherd know about his sheep? Back in John 10 and verse 14, what does the good shepherd... Yeah, Jacob? Brilliant, yeah, he knows the sheep and the sheep know him. He knows all about them. He knows their name. He remembers what they're called. This one's Barbara, that one's Timmy, that one's Sean. And he knows what they like. The good shepherd knows each one of you. He knows all your names. I don't know all your names, and sometimes I think your leaders forget. Sometimes even your parents call you the wrong name, don't they? They get you mixed up with your brother and sister. But the good shepherd always knows your name, and he knows who you are. Now, we spoke earlier, didn't we, about shepherds that we might choose to follow, maybe people at school or our heroes. Some of those shepherds might be helpful. They might help us. Some of them might lead us astray. Some of our shepherds would give up their lives to rescue us physically. But Jesus is the only one who is truly good, in the sense that he alone can save us from the wolf of God's judgment. Jesus, the good shepherd, is the only one who will never abandon us. Now, you may have been let down many times by people in your life, and it makes you wary. You may even have felt let down by the church. But let me assure you that Jesus, the good shepherd, is the only one who truly knows you, who knows your deepest fears, and will not abandon you. Jesus, the good shepherd who knows his sheep, knows all of your failings. He knows everything you've done. He knows the mess that I've made. He knows the mess that you've made. He knows the regrets that we have. And yet he still loves us and he still loves us enough to die for us. Jesus will always be the last shepherd standing when all else have abandoned you. So what can we expect then if we give up our independence and follow the Good Shepherd? Because that is the invitation he gives us. That's what he calls us to follow him. Well, in verse 10, Jesus promises life to the full. We humans were made to follow, but we were made to follow God, our Maker, not just anyone else. And the life Jesus promises, this life to the full, is a life where we have our right relationship with God restored and renewed. It's like having a fresh start. It's like being reborn. Perhaps today is a good day to think about who or what you're following, and also what kind of shepherd they are. Will they abandon you? What will they promise you? Can they carry it through? And perhaps today is the day to ask Jesus, the Good Shepherd, to rescue you from the wolf of God's judgment and to give you this life to the full, this life knowing your Maker and being known by the Good Shepherd. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much that you kept your promise to come and rescue your sheep. Thank you that even today you are out looking for the lost sheep. And thank you that Jesus lays down his life to save us. Thank you that he knows us, he knows our fears and failings, and yet still he says, come and follow me. Father, help us to listen to the Good Shepherd today as he speaks to us. Amen.